on the line with us this morning, Anthony Bruce. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Well, Mr. Bruce, you've talked with us a few times over the course of this Chris Collins saga. And one thing that sticks out from my memory from our conversations is how firm you were that Chris Collins was guilty of the charges, and here he is being pardoned. Can you maybe put that into perspective for us? I mean, we hear Mr. Collins in some press that he always felt that he was innocent and not guilty. What about that? Can you put to perspective from someone who's been following the facts of this case just how egregious these charges were and the crimes that he committed?
Well, you recall that when he was first charged, he was adamant, "I did not commit this crime, I am not guilty." And then when the cards were stacked against him, he walked in and told the court that he was guilty. And if you go back and look at the facts, I mean, the facts of this case are straightforward. He did it. He knew what was going to happen with the stock. He took care of himself. He took care of his son. He took care of his son's future father-in-law and so forth. And he did it at the White House during the course of a picnic. A pretty out-and-out, easily proven, egregious crime, in my view.
Okay, so now he is being pardoned. You would understand this better than us. What does this entail for him? Does this mean now he, in fact, was not guilty of these crimes?
Well, I don't want to go that far. It means that he is now no longer a convicted felon. All of his civil rights are restored. He can vote. He can run for office, strangely enough. Hmm. All of those things are now back at his fingertips. He no longer owes any fines. He no longer owes any jail time. He can go home and relax with his family. But the bigger question is, where is he in the court of public opinion? And of course, that's something that all of us have to decide on our own. But he did what he did. He's got this smear on his reputation, and he'll have to live with that for the rest of his life.
There, of course, were SEC sanctions involved as well, prohibiting him from bringing on corporate boards. Does this impact those sanctions in any way?
No. A pardon only affects the criminal part of the case. The civil parts of the case will stand, and he will owe those fines. And I don't recall exactly what the SEC did to him, but those will stay in place.
And then finally, you've worked on these cases as an assistant U.S. attorney. Obviously, you have a lot of colleagues that did the same. Perhaps you still have some that actually worked on this case as well. What does a pardon like this mean for professionals like yourself and your colleagues as well? What does this kind of message send to you?
I suspect that the assistant U.S. attorneys who worked on this case are at this point frustrated and a bit unhappy, but they have plenty to do and they'll go on to the next case.
Anthony Bruce, as always, appreciate your time so bright and early this morning. Thanks for joining us on WBFO.
Pleasure. Merry Christmas.